morning. Today is Tuesday, September the 25th. Joining us this morning, guy with a short straw in his hand, Chief Bill Doberstein from Fortuna PD. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Are you still feeling a little, reduced now that you're not interim anything?
I feel good about it, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm chief of police.
Yeah.
There's a lot to focus on that. So.
I would imagine. Are you ready for your little challenge here?
Sure.
You think so, huh? All right.
As long as you give me an easy one.
Have you heard the term Black Maria? It's a patrol wagon. So it's cop-related.
I have never heard that term.
You've
no.
never heard? Well, then no. That's probably not fair. How about black sheep?
Yeah, I've heard that term, yeah.
All right. What is the reason black sheep are considered worthless?
Ooh, that's a good question. Aren't they the mischievous one in the group? I don't know.
The wool of black sheep cannot be dyed, and so does not bring as high a price as regular wool. And yet a black sheep, though its wool is less value, eats as much and takes as much time and care as any other. Therefore, it's hardly worth its keep.
Interesting. I learned something today.
There you go. Retention level? Gone. So what's keeping you up late at night these days?
Our department's functioning well right now, I'd say. So I'm not sitting up too late thinking about those types of issues. We're always looking at, the budget and personnel issues and things like that. So if anything's keeping me up, it's dealing with just the internal personnel issues that seem to always pop up.
But. Now, when you say internal personnel issues, considering some of the goofy stuff in the news right now, there's a wide variety of potential definitions.
Right.
Is this staffing related? Is this behavior related? Is this interaction?
A little bit of both, yeah. Okay. A little bit of both. We're dealing with it. Staffing, we're one of the few agencies that are lucky enough to be fully staffed right now. We do have an officer. He just submitted his 2-week notice to me yesterday. I got his 2-week notice letter. So,
Out of the blue, or did you help him find his job?
No, out of the blue. Well, it wasn't out of the blue. He's been very open. He's going to the Arcata Police Department, and he put his 2 weeks in. He's a great officer. He's going to be a great addition to the Arcata Police Department. We're very sorry to see him leave, but that's going to create another opening, so we'll be hiring another officer. In the grand scheme of things, I think we're doing quite well. We have 19 sworn positions in Fortuna. We currently have 19 filled positions, and we've in the last 3 years we've only lost one officer has left our department, and that was due to personal reasons, wasn't due to anything work related. So one of the things I'm really proud of is that we've been able to keep and retain our staff in Fortuna. So
is this stud leadership or a great community?
I think so, yeah. it's a combination. I think we do provide a great work environment in the department. But it's also the community. Fortuna is a fantastic community. They support the police department. We've got great community support and very engaging in our community. And I think our staff, especially our officers, appreciate that.
Whenever I lead with a compliment, you always want to pause and just wait for it to run out.
Yeah.
I would have thought after a couple of years you would have picked up on that one, but... No, maybe I need to write them in big crayon letters for you.
That's what I need. Need a list.
Yeah. So who is an ideal when you're looking for somebody? Is it someone from Fortuna or the Eel River Valley? Is it local? Is it somebody who brings in new ideas, young, old, male, female? What are you looking for?
It's kind of, we're not looking for someone specifically from Fortuna. We do have a lot of people that work on our staff that have been born and raised in the Eel River Valley, so they're familiar with the area. But we also have people on our staff that came here from another part of the state. We have one who came from San Diego, came up here to the academy, works in Fortuna now and loves it, and is a great officer. Really never knew about Fortuna until he started working for us. So it's kind of a combination of things. When we're hiring someone, I'm looking for a good fit in the department. I'm looking for someone that I think is going to be well-rounded, you know, in the department.
Talk a little bit about the culture, because I think oftentimes that's something that prospective employees and a lot of times employers and coworkers don't really grasp until there's a change.
Right.
You know, the culture of a department going, I mean, we can pick on APD. Moving from Fortuna to Arcata, yeah, they're different communities, different dynamics.
Absolutely.
That way. But also the departments are going to be different, just processes and how they handle situations or how they interact at the, I guess you guys still drink coffee? At the coffee machine.
Yeah.
Everything is a little bit different.
I can't state how important the culture of our department is. The cohesiveness of our staff working together. You know, we have a dispatch center in our department, so we won't not only work, you know, the officers work together, but we work together with our dispatchers, our community service officer, our records person, and something that I've set out from day one since I became chief in 2011 is creating a positive work environment where people like to come to work. I know it's not that way in every department. I think the tone of the department starts at the top, which is my responsibility, and our supervisory staff play a role in that, obviously, too. But it's something that I feel is really important, and quite frankly, there's a lot of opportunity for people, and especially officers, if they want to work somewhere else in the county, they could work somewhere else. Everybody's hiring, and you know, we really work hard to make it a place where they want to be, and they want to stay there.
And free parking.
And free parking, absolutely.
KINS, News and Information Times, 819.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 824. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Chief Bill from Fortuna PD. Bill, the opportunity to have interaction with the community on a positive note.
We now, try.
Yeah, yeah. I would think that in the smaller towns, and we're all smaller towns, but with those that are a little bit more off the beaten path, you know, you don't have the highway going through the middle, that it gives you opportunities to talk to the community on a much more regular basis. You know, you don't have the three lane coming through town. You don't have the logging trucks and all that kind of stuff that chew up a couple of the towns in the county. Does that kind of help in that attraction for cop or potential cops or the retention so that you have folks with you longer than what some of the other departments do?
You know, I don't know if that plays a huge role in it. Like I said, I think we deal with, you know, millennials are kind of a different ball
species.
Of wax. Yes.
Yeah.
Some of the people that have been there for quite a while, we've got, you know, we're now at a point where we've got several of our officers and sergeants that have 15 plus years experience at the department. So I think that's tremendously helpful in, like you said, we talked about before, setting the culture of the department. I think that's got a lot to do with it. I think community support has a lot to do with it, making it a good work environment for our staff. I think that has a lot to do with it. And, you know, I've always felt if you get up in the morning and you look forward to going to work that day, you're doing something right.
And at the end of the day, you check out the mirror on the way out.
And you check out the mirror on the way out, and you go home safe, and everybody's, you know, this morning at a briefing, you know, We brief every morning. We talk about the events on Graveyard, what's coming up on Day Shift, the BOLs, those sorts of things. But there's always a little bit of levity at briefing, too. And I think that sets the tone for the day. You know, if someone can laugh in the morning and go out on patrol in a good mood, I think it, you know, might be good for the citizens, too, if they're in a good mood, right? But I think it just sets the tone for the day and you know, creates that positive work environment that we talked about.
So as there is this opportunity for interaction with the community, because it is a little bit more stable,
yes,
if you will, does that give you guys more feedback?
It does, yeah, absolutely. We you know, tomorrow night, for example, we are starting our Citizens Academy. And this is something that we've done before. We have about 15 people enrolled in the Citizens Academy, which is a great number. Last time, I think we had 6 or 7 people in our Citizens Academy. It's an 8-week program, and it's 2 hours every Wednesday night. So it's going to be Wednesday night from 6 to 8. And, you know, basically we'll talk about laws. What is a felony? What is a misdemeanor? What is an infraction? We'll even have a taser demo. We'll have a canine demo. Our canine officer will come in, give a demo.
Not looking for volunteers on those two topics, are you?
No. We actually we have a metal target that we shoot the taser into, and it kind of shows the two probes and the electricity that goes between. So unless you want to volunteer, I'm sure we could arrange that and you can come down.
Be out of town. Sorry, bud. Oh,
okay.
It's Brookings.
But we could always – it's an 8-week thing, so yeah, we can squeeze you in somewhere. So it's, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to interact with our community members. We do request that they all do a ride along. So at some point in time during the 8 weeks, they're going to do a ride along with an officer. And really, we're requiring our volunteers for the department to go through this before they volunteer for the department. So they really have a sense of what the department's about.
Is it a volunteer development program, Bill, or is it more of a community education opportunity?
It's both. It's a volunteer development program because we are grooming these community members that have an interest in the police department to volunteer with our department. But it's also very educational as to what we do. There's a lot of things that we do, I think, that the public doesn't realize that we do. And this gives them kind of an inside feel. I mean, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to introduce ourselves. We're going to take them on a walking tour of the department. We're going to show them our dispatch center. You know, people come in our dispatch center and they're blown away that there's, you know, what, 15 monitors in dispatch and all this stuff going on. And the dispatcher's answering the phone, dispatching officers has 4 things going on the computer at the same time. So a lot of people don't realize, you know, they think that it's just somebody sitting behind a phone, answering the phone and having a radio. So
Ernestine.
Yeah. So it's educational in that respect. But it also, the last academy, I think we got all but one person volunteered for the department. So we have those senior citizens on patrol, or we have them in the office. Some of them do, you know, clerical work like pawn slip. You know, we get pawn slips in and they file those, or they file, you know, citations that the officer writes and things like that. So some of the clerical work, it takes some of that pressure off our records clerk. And it's beneficial for, they love to do it. They want to volunteer and it's great for the department.
So it is optional if somebody just wants to find out more about the police department and what's going on.
Oh, absolutely.
I would think something like that could also result in more tickets to events or fundraising or just having more positive comments about what everybody does out in the community.
Absolutely. We've heard nothing but positive feedback from the last couple Citizens Academy that we've done. We expect, this is our biggest one. We've got 15 people. Like I said, this is going to be a big one. We've actually got a council member coming through this one. So that's going to be interesting. This council person wants to know more about the police department, wants to go through the program and educate herself on what we do so she can speak to the public. And
more intelligently.
Yeah.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Bill Doberstein. Oops, I was trying to do that without making any noise. It's water, people. It's water.
Is that water?
Yeah.
I made one of those kind of cans.
Yeah. Talk Shop and all its fun and splendor. Presented by REDEC, American Ag Credit, and...
CDH Painting.
Thank you very much. I'm just seeing if you were a listener, dude. That's all. Okay.
I heard you last time.
Yeah. Oh, community interaction, Bill, with the department. Do you get a lot of folks just stopping you on the street saying, hi, how you doing, Bob? How you doing, Bill? Presuming that's the officer's name.
Yeah. Absolutely we do. You know what? A day in Fortuna, we get people that wave to us all the time. And one of the things, you know, I had a conversation with the chief from another department from Southern California, and we were talking about the different departments and the cultures in the department. And I'm like, yeah, you know, in Fortuna, we get people who wave and smile and, you know, send us thank you cards and thank you notes. And that was totally foreign to him. And he didn't really understand that because in his community, they don't do that.
Couldn't cross that bridge.
Right. Yeah. It's like, no, we're always getting thank you cards. You know, we're a full service department. If somebody falls down, you know, we'll go out to their house and pick them up and put them in their chair and assist them. You know, we haven't got to the point where we're sending forms out. If you have something stolen, like let's say you have a bicycle stolen and it's under, you know, $400 or $950 value. In some departments, you'll get a form in the mail, you fill it out, you send it back in so they can document it, basically. We're still a department that will send an officer out, knock on a neighbor's door to see if we have a witness. And, you know, we have a high solvability rate because we can still do that. We're busy, but we're not inundated. We're not inundated enough so that we can't have that face-to-face community contact. So I think that's very important. Something that I would hate to see us get away from that and get into this, you know, mailing out forms or not having that personal response to calls.
I would suspect that that's more of a ratio factor. X number of cops to X number of calls. You know, at some point you hit the tipping point and you got to do what you don't really want to do.
We're still not there. And, you know, and we're busy and, you know, calls for service. Last year we had 23,000 calls for service. We had about 4,000 cases. And cases are, you know, what we take, like if you had your vehicle stolen or if you a domestic violence case or a grand theft case or even a petty theft case. Those are all cases. So we had 4,000 of those, but we had 23,000 calls for service. And that might be something like a barking dog or, you know, that we're still going out and handling those calls for service. So, you know, if you look at that on a day-to-day basis, we're running 70, 80 calls a day. You know, so it's
keeps everybody moving.
Everybody's moving, but like I said, we make the time to do that interaction. I think it's a part of community policing that's, you know, the community appreciates it. I know if I was a crime victim, I would want to talk to an officer face to face. I wouldn't want really to talk to somebody on the phone and say, you'll be getting a letter in the mail in 2 days. Please fill it out and send it back. And that's just, you know, I understand large departments have to do that because they don't have the staffing. But we're still in a position, I think, that we can provide that that extra level of community service.
Do you get much interaction or discussion about some of the national events? I mean, I think this gal in Dallas.
Yeah.
Every time we hear it in the news, Angie and I will talk about it. What? It just doesn't feel right.
Right.
Okay. Do you get a lot of that kind of stuff on the street, or is that scene so different from what the local experience is that folks don't really talk too much about that, or Ferguson, or Baltimore or Chicago or, you know, blah, blah, blah,
right,
blah, blah.
I would say we get a whole lot of that. You know, I'll be at a Rotary meeting or I'll be at a meeting and someone may come up and ask me, but it's not really a, you know, a prevalent conversation that people are, you know, having with our officers. You know, we talk about it internally a lot, like, you know, national events and how that casts a wide focus on law enforcement in general. So something that, like you said, happens in Texas or something that happens in Florida, you know, what are the implications on, you know, Humboldt County and the Fortuna Police Department? Because people do tend to paint law enforcement with a broad brush. And so we work hard to let our citizens and community know that, you know, we're the Fortuna Police Department. We're not the Dallas Police Department. And we train hard. I don't know what happened there. It sounds like it's a terrible mistake or a terrible incident, but we work hard to make sure that our community, knows that we're there for them. And, you know, God forbid nothing like that happened in our community. And we hire good people and we highlight that all the time.
Do you bring back the baseball cards?
I'd like to. We haven't done that for a few years. It's actually something that we've talked about recently doing again, is bringing back the, we call them cop cards.
Wrong.
It's something that is, actually we have a management meeting where myself, our lieutenant, and our four sergeants get together on Thursday, and that's one of my topics for discussion is community outreach and maybe bringing back the cop cars. There's a cost associated with that. I know in some departments they've been able to get the community on board to volunteer or to donate to the program.
Yeah.
You know, our budget's tight, obviously, and last time I looked, it was about $1,500 to get everybody about 100 cop cards. So it's just, you know, what part of the budget do you take that out of?
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to L.A. will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like L.A. is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Bill Doberstein. Bill, nothing like free food to get people to show up, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I understand that there's a free food opportunity for badges later on today.
There is, and I'm glad you mentioned this. There's a what's called a Blue Mass. It's at the Catholic Church in Fortuna. It's 14th and N Street. It's today at noon, and it's not just for police officers, but it's for sheriff's deputies, CHP officers, EPD, Arcata PD, fire department, all the fire departments, first responders, the ambulance. So they're all invited to this Blue Mass. It's not being hosted by the Fortuna Police Department. It's being hosted by the Catholic Church.
Yeah, that would be weird if you guys were, stay away from the altar, man.
Right. We are just the host city of it. It's put on by the church. I've been to one before. It was a really neat event. It's the pastors and the deacons all direct their energy towards law enforcement. They give us blessings, so to speak. And then afterwards, all the agencies will have a car parked out in front of the church, and they'll go out and splash holy water on the car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Bless the cars.
Okay.
And then afterwards, this year they're doing something a little different. They're going over to the Veterans Hall and having a spaghetti feed for whoever shows up. So, you know, I'm going to go at noon. I've encouraged our staff that want to go to that to go to that. I think, you know, I've been to it before, and it was actually I learned a lot, and it was a great event. And so I'm looking forward to that today, and I hope a lot of other law enforcement agencies like the Sheriff's Department and CHP and EPD, and they all show up as well, and we have a great turnout.
That's kind of a kick, you know, doing that kind of stuff. I suppose it's not totally unexpected because it's happened before.
Right.
But it's still Still kind of fun.
Thomas Silva is a deacon with the Catholic Church, and he's also a chaplain with the Fort Tuna Police Department. And I know he's one of the driving forces behind putting this together. So it's their way to say thank you, and it's their way to say thank you and interact with first responders. And I don't want to say law enforcement because it really is directed towards all first responders, not just law enforcement.
You really want something frightening?
What's that?
Media is now defined, traditional media is now defined as first responder.
Really?
Yeah, so like for the hurricanes and some of the stuff on the East Coast, that they get access at least to be able to stand next to rather than being set out because, you send out a Facebook or whatever. Well, if the towers are down, guess what doesn't happen?
Right.
The stations are continuing to broadcast and they're now recognizing that. You don't have to worry, though. I've got something already scheduled.
Okay, nice.
I won't be nailing the spaghetti.
All right. Nice.
And I think Father Eddie would be a little concerned if I showed up in Fortuna. Wonder if I got thrown out of Eureka. Oh, very cool. Again, Mass starts at noon?
It's at noon today, yes.
Okay, so hopefully you'll have a full house.
We hope so. You know, like I said, this is not a Fortuna PD event, but it's a great event to bring all the first responders in Humboldt County together in one place.
Thanks for coming by, Bill.
All right, thank you.
See you everybody tomorrow.